We all celebrate the big wins that define success, but those milestone moments are built entirely on self-leadership and consistency, the disciplined daily effort that nobody else can do for you. You have the strategy, you know what needs to happen, but if you're like most people, somewhere between vision and execution, you struggle to maintain momentum. I'm Sheila Slick, and this is where we build it back. Short episodes, real issues, daily systems. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Daily Milestone. I'm Sheila Slick, your host. If you've ever had your best month in business followed immediately by your worst month, and you couldn't figure out why, this episode is going to hit different. Today, we're talking about the cruel irony that nobody warns you about. Why winning can actually make it harder to keep winning. This is called the entrepreneur's paradox. Why success makes you less consistent. And here's a question that perhaps may even sting a little. Think about your best month in business. Now think about what you did the month after. Were you more focused or less focused? Were you more disciplined or less disciplined? And be honest with yourself. Because if you're honest, you may say probably less. And there's this weird thing that happens when we succeed. Instead of doubling down on what worked, we tend to celebrate, to relax, try new things, maybe coast a little. We act like success is a destination instead of a practice. And then we wonder why our results look like a roller coaster instead of a steady climb upward. One of my worst business mistakes ever. It was disguised as my biggest win. I had had the best sales month I had ever had. Everything clicked. My outreach was working. My follow-up was working as well. My content was connecting. Clients were referring other clients. And I even had my systems automated. I felt like I'd finally figured it out. So what did I do? I decided I was ready for the next level. I started exploring new service offerings. I began working on a course I had been putting off. I said yes to speaking opportunities. I even started planning a complete brand refresh. But you know what I stopped doing? That daily outreach that created that great month. The content schedule that was working. The client check-ins that were generating referrals. And because those things felt basic, maybe not necessary now, I had my best ever month. I shouldn't still be having to do all that, right? Well, 3 months later, my revenue was back to where it was before that. Maybe even a little bit worse, because now I had all these half-finished, next-level projects stealing my attention. I had to learn the hard way that success isn't a graduation from the basic things that we still need to do. Success is the basics, done consistently and over time. So why does this happen? Why does success sometimes make us less consistent? I've learned that there are three different psychological traps that kick in when things start working. And the first one is the competence illusion. And when you succeed, your brain tricks you into thinking that you've mastered the system. But what you've actually done is executed a specific set of actions consistently enough to get a result. And the moment that you change the actions, you lose a result. But success feels so good that we can assume we can now wing it. The second trap is the boredom factor. Well, the activities that create success are usually pretty mundane. Daily outreach, regular content creation, consistent follow-up. And when these things start working, they don't become more exciting. They become more boring, repetitive. And your brain starts craving novelty again, even though novelty is literally the opposite of what created your success. And the third trap is the opportunity explosion. When you start winning, opportunities multiply. People want to partner with you. New ideas seem more feasible. Everything feels possible. But here's the thing: you still only have the same 24 hours. Every new opportunity is a distraction from the system that created the opportunities in the first place. And here's the kicker: our culture, it rewards this kind of behavior. When you're successful, everyone asks, "What's next?" Nobody asks, "How are you protecting what's working?" We celebrate that expert, that person, that entrepreneur who's always launching something new, not the one who's been delivering the same valuable service consistently for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. But sustainable growth doesn't come from constantly changing the formula. It comes from protecting the formula while everything around you tries to convince you to abandon it. So, how do you stay consistent when success is trying to make you inconsistent? You need what I call success protocols, systems that activate when things are going well, not just when they're going poorly. When you have a great week or a month, ask yourself, what specific actions created this result? And write them down. Be granular. I posted content isn't specific enough. I posted one client success story on LinkedIn every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. That's specific enough. Then, before adding anything new to your schedule, you have to identify what you're not going to do. Don't just keep adding. If you want to launch a group program, what are you going to stop doing to make time for it? If you want to explore a new revenue stream, which existing activity gets paused? And when the activities that create success start feeling boring, remind yourself that boring is profitable. The goal isn't to be entertained by your business every day. The goal is to build something sustainable. Save the novelty for your hobbies. So today, especially if you're coming off a good week or a good month, do a success audit. Think about the last time your business performed really well. Write down every specific action you can remember that you took during that period. Not just the big stuff, the small daily habits too. Now look at what you're doing this week. How many of those success-creating activities are still on your schedule? If the answer is not many, you have found your problem and your solution. Your job isn't to find the next big thing. Your job is to protect the current working thing from all the next big things trying to distract you. Pick one activity from your success audit that you've been neglecting and put it back in your calendar. Do it consistently for 2 weeks before you even think about adding anything new. Remember, success isn't a prize that you win once and you keep forever. It's a process that you commit to repeating, even when, or especially when, it starts to feel routine. In the next episode, we're going to talk about something that every entrepreneur struggles with, but nobody talks about: how to create accountability when you're the CEO Or when you're the only one on your team, the only one who cares if you follow through. Until then, protect what's working, and your future self will thank you.